Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
You know what I think I'm going to do then? Just for the hell of it.
Tell me.
I'm going to take this right foot, and I'm going to whop you on that side of your face. And you want to know something? There's not a damn thing you're going to be able to do about it.
Really?
Really?
Well, not sure how to put this, but we are in uncharted territory today on the show. We've got a lot to get to, a lot to say today. Can't wait. So let's do it. We got these 3 hours. Balls of Steel, hour number three. I'm sure we have quite a few ideas for that, too. Coming up in hour three. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And if you want to email the show, Bill is King 7 at gmail.com. Over the weekend, the Corona Bros charged hard. They did. They assembled. They broke for new ground, higher ground, and they were all giddy. And they're giddy right now. They feel like they're on to something. And that is the ultimate conclusion of no college football this fall. And God knows after that what it means, but it's horrible whatever it means. It's a terrible idea, but it's an idea that is being grasped by quite a few in the Corona Bro media community. Yeah, Saturday and Sunday, y'all, were not positive days unless you are in the Corona Bro media community. Then it was a fantastic 2 days for you. Because the ultimate conclusion of let's take something and make it fatal to college football and make it our point of view, well, at least they feel like they're winning right now. They may be. Yeah, they may be. I know on Saturday and Sunday, we all saw what was going on. Anonymous sources, all anonymous. Now, let me ask you this. Why would you need to be anonymous? If you feel like that college football is unlikely, why would that matter whether your name's on it or not? If that's the way you feel, if you are indeed sincere about it, why not own it? Why do all of these people, y'all, have to be anonymous? By the way, I'm going to be screaming a lot today. I'm sorry. I'll try and hold it down best I can, but I think there's going to be a lot of screaming today. Maybe unprofessional. I'm sorry. I'll apologize down the road. If you are an administrator, you're an AD, you're somebody on a campus, why are you anonymous? Why are you anonymous unless anonymous just means made up? Now, again, I don't know that to be the case, but why does it need to be anonymous? There's a virus out there. I'm not denying that. It's dangerous. I acknowledge that. If you feel like that's going to shut college football down, then put your name on it. Have some guts. And you reporters, too. No guts. I have lost so much respect for the media that I already did like. I like them even less now, and it can't be repaired. I have lost so much respect for the mainstream sports media during all of this. Anonymous sources out the you-know-what all weekend long. My anonymous source says it's just a matter of time. It's dead. Why would you need to be anonymous? I'll probably ask that 200 times today. What would be the point there? If you don't think they're going to play, put your name on it. That's fine. I would have respect for you there. That's what you think. Then so be it. I might not like it, but so be it. My anonymous source says it's dead. They're just trying to figure out how to announce it. All weekend long. And it's the same Corona bros doing it. And again, they may be right. Maybe this is the direction. It's a terrible mistake, by the way. A terrible mistake. I tweeted this last night. We have AAU basketball games going all across America right now. Hundreds and hundreds of teams assembling. We have baseball tournaments, youth, all the way up to 18U, whatever baseball tournaments, playing everywhere, assembling all over the place. We have people in Walmart and Lowe's and grocery stores. We allow people to destroy cities, but we can't play college football. Or assemble in a church, for that matter. Right? Is that's where we're at. But y'all. It's not political, though. It's not about... You know who a hero from the weekend is Trevor Lawrence. Now, a lot of players are tweeting over the weekend, and they want to play. That's what I've told you from the beginning. Now, those who want to opt out, we respect that. You keep your scholarship, opt out. If you have worries, don't play. I have no problem with that either. I will not critique anybody who opts out. If you don't want to play, if it worries you, then by all means, you do you. Never been one critique by me for anybody who feels like it's not in their best interest. Don't play. Nobody, by the way, y'all, is being forced to play. Nobody. You're not forced to do any of this. You're not forced to get any of the free stuff you get either. It's your choice. Trevor Lawrence over the weekend. Tweeting, and so spot on. People are at just as much, if not more, risk if we don't play. Players will be sent home to their own communities where social distancing is highly unlikely and medical care and expenses will be placed on the families if they were to contact COVID. He goes on to say, not to mention the players coming from situations that are not good for them or their future and having to go back to that. Football is a safe haven for so many people. We are more likely to get the virus in everyday life than playing football. Having a season also incentivizes players being safe, taking all of the right precautions to try to avoid contracting COVID because the season and teammates' safety is on the line. Without the season, as we've seen already, people will not social distance or wear masks or take the proper precautions. Just saying. So where would you rather have your child? Back home, running around, not taking safety measures, or in an environment where everything, all your freebies are free? Does that make sense? Your medical, your food, your training. Everything you have is state of the art, or go back to the communities where you came from and have a lot of free time on your hands. How do you think that's going to work out, y'all? Where would you rather be? The place where you get all of this free stuff. You get lots of stuff, okay? Don't let the media lie to you. You get tons of stuff that's paid for. Not by you, though. Tons of support. Tons, hundreds and thousands of dollars worth of stuff you get. Don't let the media lie to you. They're lying to you every day, and they continue to do that. Don't put up with it. Or back home, where you're not going to practice any type of safety. And by the way, just like Trevor Lawrence just said, when you get it, who's paying the bill when you're back home? That's a very good question. Yeah, we've got a lot to get to today. As you can tell, I'm excited about the show because we have a topic that I never thought we'd ever have on the show. So I'm excited about it. I'm not happy that it's the topic, but I'm happy to be able to address it. Let's put it that way. I'm more than happy to be able to address it. And the tone over the weekend was carefully crafted negativity, which, again, might end up being the conclusion. I'm not saying that it's not somewhat real, but I'm saying the way it's being orchestrated is very suspicious. And by the way, the new Big Ten commissioner apparently is a full-blown corona bro, okay? Are we already missing Jim Delaney? Yes, we are. The smartest guy in the room, Jim Delaney, apparently we're missing. He moved down here to, I think he's in Wilco. Moved back here, though, where he was prior. Now he's not from here, but he was the OVC commissioner many years ago before he got the job in the Big Ten office. So OVC office is over in Brentwood, which is Wilco. So, yeah, we're. Do you find it also suspicious that if the Pac-12 or the Big Ten cancels, that the SEC just has to follow? Do they just have to? Do you find it suspicious that the MAC canceling is going to set off a chain reaction? The MAC. Now, again, a lot of good players come from the MAC. I respect those schools. But the MAC is going to be, along with the Ivy Leagues maybe, they've already made their announcement a while back, but they're going to set off the chain reaction, right? I mean, I don't get that part either at all. But a lot of players over the weekend, I'm sure the Corona Bros, well, they're just players are doing this because they want to be thought of as wanting to play, but they know they're not going to play. They're just doing this for PR. Yeah, there's a lot of angles coming out of this. Like I said, folks, I am extremely excited about today's show and to be able to address this topic that, again, we never thought we'd be discussing ever. I never thought of this. But there's going to be some emotion here, too, because I am thoroughly, ticked off. And that ain't going away. No, as the host, I should be able to control things emotionally, and I will for the most part, but there will be moments. Because I don't know that I've ever been this ticked off about a college football topic. Not targeting. Not the curmudgeon rule. Not expansion of playoffs. No, I don't think I've ever... I've been ticked off about those things, yes, but not like this. This one, I can't imagine another topic that would tick me off more concerning college football than where we're at right now. I can't imagine. We'll take the break. Charlie, Crazy Charlie, says we got quite a few people wanting to check in, too. We will accommodate that as well. I haven't even scratched the edges of where we're going today. Hadn't even gotten close. We'll be right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
One of the first things we tell our players is keep in touch with their families. And when our freshmen first arrive, we ask them to write a postcard home right then. You know, we keep them pretty busy, but they always have time to pick up the phone and call. And it's real important to keep in touch. Have you called your mama today? I sure wish I could call mine. Reach out and touch someone.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here now coming through Mount Julia. All that traffic flow leaving Wilson County this time of the morning on 40 westbound. As you head towards Hermitage, 24 east between Whites Creek Pike and OHB, that wreck is over to the side, but traffic volume in that area is starting to pick up pretty good. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Don't let unsold inventory drag your business down. With Barter Nashville, you can convert your excess inventory or service capacity to trade dollars that we store in your online account. These trade dollars allow you to barter for the goods and services you need with the goods and services you already have, helping you preserve cash resources. Trade dollars can also be exchanged for stays at worldwide luxury hotels and resorts, as well as brand awareness and advertising leads for your company. Visit barternashville.com to learn more about how bartering can take your company to the next level.
COVID-19 is testing all of us, our communities, our economy, and our way of life. You can help Tennessee win this fight to protect you and your loved ones. Free COVID-19 testing is available at your local county health department, even if you don't have symptoms. When in doubt, get a test. To find a testing facility, please visit tn.gov/get-a-test.
Brought to you by the State of Tennessee, Tennessee Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. If it's the P5, the G5, or a neutral site game in Council Bluffs, the Bill King Show has it covered.
It was like, you know, Grandma beat up Dad at the dinner table and just no one wanted to acknowledge that it happened.
Hashtag we want to play is trending number one on Twitter. Do your best to keep that the case. Lots of players stepping up. Hashtag we want to play. Now, before I get the calls, a couple calls here. The media, they don't like that, okay? At least the Corona Bro media. They like the, this guy opted out. These players are standing up and trying to unionize. These players are demanding 50% of revenue. They love that. The ones who just want to play. Like the letter we got from the Buckeye players. Look, you can choose to like the Buckeyes or not. I don't really care. Doesn't matter. What you like's what you like. What you don't like's what you don't like. I'm good with that either way. But the best thing from the weekend might have been that letter, which basically said, we want to play, we don't agree with what's happening out west, and we think our coaches and everybody around us is handling this superbly. That's in essence what that letter said. Now, that's not the direction we need you to be going, guys. Yeah, there is, folks, I will say it again. For all of the Twitter Corona Bros, there is absolutely a concerted effort to cheerlead college football to hell. There is no question about it. I believe it with every ounce of my being. Don't give a damn what the other side thinks. Because I don't trust you. And you know what? I don't like you either. It's personal. Absolutely. Let's take a few calls, see what's up. Jim and Ramsey. What's up, Jim? Hey, Jim. Jim. All right. We'll transition from Ramsey, New Jersey, to the 615. Armageddon, welcome in, sir.
Bill, I never hang up on you.
Hey, turn your radio down because we're getting the echo in the back.
Okay, well, we're good now.
Okay, all good. What's up, man?
Bill, I'd wait 50 minutes to talk to you.
You probably have.
Everything good out in Wilco this morning, Bill?
I haven't looked out, but I think everything's good. I haven't seen any of the Corona Bro media yet.
I think we're going to get a little water thrown on us today, maybe, Bill.
It's got that look, doesn't it? Yes.
Pretty humid outside this morning. Bill, I saw something. I was on the internet a little while ago, and I did not read the article, but I saw something where there's something going on with, you know, where the Power Five schools, you know, or somebody thinks that we may not play fall football. We may not have fall football. So who knows? Maybe we're not starting on September the 26th. What do you think?
Well, the trend over the weekend from the media, the mass media, was anonymous sources say it's just a matter of when they announce it. The postponement or however they want to term it of college football. And that was the trend over the weekend. Again, what I can't get over is why do those need to be anonymous sources? But they were not. Every one of them were anonymous sources, which is very suspicious.
Now, the Corona Bros love this news, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They are dancing in the streets.
You know, it's always about the business, Bill. So you think I'm just going to be masked up and gloved up for the rest of my life?
No, I don't think this is forever. This is a particular movement that's going on out there that they feel is necessary. But no, I don't think so. No, I don't think so. I think you're good. I'm hoping by the time we get to Commitmas that you're picking people up at the airport and bringing them to the Omni with no mask on because it's safe. That's what my hope is.
That'd be a pretty good goal, Bill.
That is. That's my goal.
I mean, because I'm not very attractive, you know, with a mask on.
A mask doesn't make anybody attractive.
Well, Bill, you know, obviously I want to see football played, you know, September the 26th, because I love college football.
Right.
To me, there's nothing like the pageantry and the passion and all that of college football. There's nothing like a football Saturday to me. And I would certainly like to play college football as soon as we possibly can. But, you know, we got to get these numbers down, I guess, Bill.
Yeah, and I will admit, I have not been looking. I don't look every day like I used to at the numbers, but I think they are getting better. But I will admit, I thought back in May and June, and I thought we were turning the corner then, and then the spread hit other areas like the South. And, you know, in Tennessee, we're not one of the worst states, but we've had an upswing here the last several weeks.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right. Armageddon, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, we've got a lot to get to. Balls of Steel nominations in our number three. Look forward to that. Boy, do we have some that we need to get to. Yeah, just hold them off until then. The hashtag we want to play. Make sure you are all over that. Hashtag we want to play is gaining ground. It's the number one trending hashtag on Twitter. I'm shocked Twitter's allowing that, frankly. Twitter is not an equal opportunity judger. They you got to see the stuff that, you know, all these things that you don't follow on Twitter that pop up. You ever notice that? I don't follow any of these things. They're on my timeline all the time. So it's absolutely amazing. All right, bottom of the hour break. We are just, I mean, we're in the batter's box, and it's the first inning. That's basically where we're at. Omni Nashville Hotel.
What if I told you LSU's football coach was the voice of Cookie Monster?
Hello, Cookie Monster here. Today, me going to see what shape is best for cookies.
What if I told you his life inspired the character Sling Blade?
Reckon what you like to eat in there?
Well, the French fries are pretty good.
French fried potatoes?
What if I told you he hates being interrupted at a press conference?
I'll stop.
ESPC 30 for 30 presents Coach O, the Cajun Cookie Monster.
Beat Alabama. Go Tigers. Nom, 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 nom.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase out here now coming through Mount Julia. All that traffic flow leaving Wilson County this time of the morning on 40 westbound. As you head towards Hermitage, 24 east between Whites Creek Pike and OHB, that wreck is over to the side. But traffic volume in that area is starting to pick up pretty good. Barge Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check them out at bargemusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today, like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy, tastes good.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is, satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Napa Know-How.
Get all the quality parts you need at your locally owned Napa. Because right now, when you order from Napa online, you can pick up curbside at your local store in just 30 minutes. Or get your order delivered direct to your door with free one-day shipping and over 160,000 quality parts when you spend $35 or more. Quality parts delivered quickly and safely. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating stores, standard ground shipping and exclusions apply.
Are you struggling to feed your family? If your family gets free or reduced price school meals, you may qualify to receive money for groceries through the PEBT program. Visit TennesseeMeals.com or call 866-311-4287. The deadline is soon. That's TennesseeMeals.com, 866-311-4287. Brought to you by this station, the Tennessee Justice Center, and the Tennessee Department of Human Services.
Got the exculpatory evidence on college sports. It's Bill King.
Damn, Harbaugh ain't never done nothing. He's the college football version of a Kardashian without the nice ass.
Jamming a little Zeppelin right there. Let's get Aliquippa Bob on these lines. What's up, Bob?
Hey, Bill. Not a good morning. You know, I think I'm amazed and not surprised all in the same breath by this decision because, you know, the last couple of weeks I've been kind of skeptical whether we would play college football.
But, well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I mean, there may be a decision. I mean, I'm not doubting that, but there's no decision yet that we know of.
Well, yeah. Yeah. And you know, Bill, this is crazy. Bill, I want to ask you a question. Where did your right to earn a living go in this country? Where's your freedom of choice at in this country right now? I mean, if a young man or a young lady doesn't want to participate in sports because of COVID, okay, fine. Why is it so important that the Corona Bros tear down the opportunity for the people to want to play?
Or seek employment in general.
Exactly, Bill. And through this whole thing, I've been sitting back waiting for someone to file a lawsuit against the government. Right? Hey, you denied me the right to earn a living. And I haven't seen that yet. And I'm surprised.
Well, because they probably feel like it's futile. I mean, you can't fight. You sue the man, you're going to lose to the man. You're going to be out a lot of money, too, probably. The man's the one who's making the rules, so.
I guess, Bill. I don't know. I'll say this, Bill. If the Big goes alone and doesn't play this year, or the Big in the Pac-12, then I wouldn't blame the other three conferences for coming in and raiding their players and taking their players. And I think if the Big makes this decision and they go this alone, or they go with them in the Pac-12, I think it's going to set the Big back for years because there's a lot of talent up here waiting to be plucked, kids that want to play ball now.
So, you know, maybe I'm way out in front of this thing, but, you know, Bill, I just think that this is just getting crazier and crazier and crazier. And it just looks to me like Corona Bros want to shut the whole country down, and I guess we're all just going to get welfare checks, and the government's just going to keep printing money. Have no idea, you know, no idea how this is all working out. But I just want to know, where did my right to choose go? I don't want some guy or lady in Washington, D.C., making my life's choices. You have no idea what's going on in my life, or in Harrisburg, for that matter.
Right.
You have no idea what my individual circumstances are, and that decision is up to me. It's not up to you, just like it's up each of these individual players. So I'm probably going to tick off a lot of people with that opinion, and I apologize if I do, but you know what? That's the way I feel, and enough's enough already. So talk at you later, William.
Yeah.
That's all I got for you today.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate you checking in this morning. Big Josh. Bill, this hashtag we want to play deal has exposed these blue checks, blue check marks there on Twitter. They went from standing up for players to telling players they're too dumb to decide for themselves. That kind is the case, right? That absolutely is the case right now. Josh, not Big Josh, different Josh, up in London, Ohio, says this morning calls for him to be on the devil's lettuce. Says he's been calling Kevin Warren's office a lot, like 32 times yesterday. I would imagine that line is not available. A lot of stories coming out. One, Kevin Warren, he's the new Big Ten commissioner, and apparently absolutely a Corona bro. That Kevin Warren, now again, these are anonymous sources, but one over the weekend. Word has it that Kevin Warren prefers spring football. Folks, let me let you in on a little something. Spring football sucks, okay? If you think I'm going to schedule MAC football, and I respect MAC football when it's played in the fall, over an SEC baseball game, if I've got MAC football on TV on a Saturday, or, and I'm talking about, let's say, in April, or a really good SEC baseball game, I'm going baseball. And again, baseball isn't 1 millionth college football to me. But that's what I think of spring football. I am not going to be getting up on a Saturday in April, scheduling my day for MAC, for anybody's football. Amazing times we're in right now, y'all. Anonymous sources all weekend long, y'all. Saying it's all but over. I'm going to ask this another 6,000 times today on the show. I'm going to do it. When you finish with this show, one question you're going to have is, why do they need to be anonymous? If you are an administrator, you're an AD, you're a president, you're an assistant AD, whatever, why do you want to be anonymous? I mean, if it's not going to be played, why do you not want your name on it? Do you realize the financial disaster, catastrophe, Armageddon this will be? Based on an age group that is as healthy as you can possibly be. We are playing AAU tournaments all over America with hundreds of teams descending on one location. Baseball tournaments everywhere. But we can't play college fall sports. Is that right? the idiocy of the environment we live in never ceases to amaze me. We had him earlier and somehow didn't connect up. I think we've got him now. Jim up in Ramsey. What's up, Jim?
Hey, good morning, Bill. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, sir.
Hey, are the kids still getting their stipends even though their practices and everything are suspended?
Yes. Well, now, you're talking about those who have already decided that they're not playing like the MAC?
Well, any of them. Like, so say you didn't have spring ball for most of these colleges, right? And those
right.
kids all, you know, went home. Were they getting their money even though they weren't playing? Like, with some kid knowing, hey, I'm going to get my $125 you know, this week direct deposited, have they been getting that money all along?
I haven't heard otherwise. Yes, I would think so. Nothing's, well, I was about to say nothing's changed. A lot has changed, but I mean, their agreement, which is full cost of attendance, I guess is what they call it, that's still in place.
Now, Bill, most of the SEC schools, like I know a couple of your kids go to Tennessee, are right. they having live classes?
Matter of fact, I noticed over the weekend, a tweet from somebody said people are moving in back to Knoxville on campus. So I asked my wife about it, and she said our second oldest, my oldest just graduated there, but my second oldest is going to be a senior. And she said he goes up in about a week. So, yes, they're heading back.
Like, I know my friend's niece is going to Duke, and she moved into her dorm over the weekend. But, like, my daughter going to Delaware, they're doing everything remotely, except, like, if you have, like, a student teaching thing. So, essentially, at Delaware, all the kids are going to go live in their off-campus townhouses, and they're going to take their classes remotely. Talk about a good party atmosphere, Bill.
But let me tell you how this virtual classroom stuff. The high school, I've got three boys in high school, a freshman, a sophomore, and a junior, and they started classes last Friday virtually. Now they say in 2 weeks they'll relook at it, maybe bring people back. I doubt they do that, but they're going to look at it after 2 weeks. One of my sons yesterday, and none of them, you know, they all think that school's a big pain in the neck, but he said, I am dying to go back. I've never thought I would ever say this, but I want to go back to school in the classroom so bad, I can't even explain it to you.
I could only imagine, because that whole social interaction, the relationships,
yes.
looking at the girls, it's all great. It's all beautiful experiences.
Correct.
You know?
You don't really, the lesson there is, and again, a lesson for me too, you don't realize it until you don't have it.
Exactly. It's like when you don't have electricity, Bill. You don't appreciate it until you don't have it.
Been there, man. Know the feeling.
Well, when I look at, like, Barry Alvarez, right, he's crying about the money that, you know, Wisconsin's going to lose. But he's the first one that he's got that clause that if the head football coach doesn't finish out the season and there's a bowl game, he always makes sure he gets paid that kicker to coach the bowl game. It's like, you know what, Barry, you're like part of the problem too with all this big money. And then the spigot gets shut off and it's like, uh-oh, what are we going to do?
I hear you, man. Yeah, but he's done a good job, whether it's been a head coach or as an AD. He's been good, but I get it. No, I get it. And they're one of the first that, at least publicly, in an article, and this was weeks ago, said we stand to lose as much as $100 million.
You know what? I think they should just delay it. If you want to start the season in October or November, that's fine. Because you could actually get a good idea of how the kids are testing over the next 2 months and try to keep them socially distanced. But that's the difference. At the end of the day, the pros are getting paid to be locked down. The kids aren't. You know, who the heck knows? You know, but Rutgers did send me a letter last week for my season tickets, Bill, asking me. Did I want to donate my ticket money to the athletic department or put it on layaway for next year? Or they would, they didn't make it sound like it was easy. They would send me my money back, but that was like the third option.
I hear you. All right, Jim, stay in touch, sir. Appreciate it, man.
Have a good one, Bill.
We need one more break. Balls of Steel coming up, hour number three. We're coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Jump around. Jump up. Jump up and get down. Everybody jump. 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 Now everybody jump. Have ants in your pants when you're winning Rupp Arena. Everybody jump. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up. Jump up and get down.
Good morning. Traffic starting to pick up just a bit out here now on 65, making your way down through Goodlettsville. Still working that crash on 24 eastbound between White's Creek Pike and OHB. Coming in from Jolton's, running a little bit slow this morning in that area. Give yourself extra time, especially coming out of Clarksville headed towards Nashville. Bars Music City Soul Food is now open behind that Bank of America on Nolansville Pike at OHB. Check it out, barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Atlanta Braves have won two consecutive games, and they've outscored their opponents by 27 runs so far this season. They're a $1.40 underdog with Sean Newcomb on the mound today at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Aaron Nola going for the Phillies. He struck out 12 in a 3-1 win last week over the Yankees. Phillies laying $1.50 as a favorite. They have dropped two straight games. NASCAR Kevin Harvick sweeps the Cup weekend at Michigan, winning the Firekeepers Casino 400 as a 4-1 favorite on Saturday and winning the Consumers Energy 400 as a 2-1 chalk on Sunday. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
And now, Customized Security Solutions is taking this time to thank the doctors, nurses, police, troops, veterans, and first responders working tirelessly to keep our families safe. This message is brought to you by Customized Security Solutions, serving Nashville with integrity and pride. For the best in residential and commercial security camera installations, alarm systems, fire systems, and much more, protect what you love with Customized Security Solutions. Call today at 615-756-9991. Customized Security Solutions, wishing you a safe summer.
The Southern Air Market combines the hospitality of a New Orleans-style neighborhood grocery with the convenience of a New York City bodega to cater to the needs of downtown Nashville residents and visitors. Located in the Pinnacle Building on Demumbrian and 2nd Avenue next to its sister property, the Southern Steak and Oyster, the Southern Air Market is the first of its kind in the burgeoning SoBro neighborhood. Drop by to choose from shelves stocked with locally sourced sundry goods and produce. A butcher counter full of fresh meat and seafood, French-pressed coffee, made-to-order paninis, and a bevy of craft brews by the bottle. Don't want to leave the house or office? We also deliver at the Southern Air. Find us on DeliveryDudes.com and OrderUp.com. The Southern Air Market is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 5:30. To learn more, visit SouthernAirMarket.com or call 615-490-8077.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for this morning. A chance of thunderstorms, high 93. Chance of thunderstorms tonight, low 74. Thunderstorms likely tomorrow, high 92. And more thunderstorms tomorrow night, low 73. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stye.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He doesn't know everything about college football. Yeah, he does. It's the Bill King Show.
I'm surprised you haven't heard of me.
Never thought I would compliment Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12. Never thought that day would come. But here is a tweet over the weekend from the AP, Associated Press. Pac-12 players of the hashtag We Are United movement say they were disappointed and deeply concerned after a recent meeting with the conference commissioner. So apparently they get on this teleconference with Larry Scott making all these demands, and he says, no, that's not a consideration. I like that. Larry Scott, shockingly, well, hour three, somebody remind me, Larry Scott is going to get a Balls of Steel nomination. I am, again, I started the show by telling you we are in uncharted waters here on the show. Things that we never thought would be a topic are a thing right now on the show. Such as, are they on the eve of shutting down college football? Such as Larry Scott gets a Balls of Steel nomination on the show. Those are two that I would have bet you would never happen on the show. And they're happening right now. I thought the summer of 2010 was chaotic when we had all the rumors about Texas, Texas A&M, Oklahoma going west, joining the pack, whatever. I thought that was a summer. Wow. We can, 10 years later, that ain't Jack, correct? 10 years later, here's what I can do for you, y'all. We've got a cheerleading Corona Bro media cheering on the demise of college football. And cheering that they ought to get a lot of money for it, too, if they play. Because they, quote, big lie inserted here, don't get anything. Huge lie inserted there. Massive lie. You ever looked at the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt not bear false witness. That's what they're doing right there. They're bearing a lot of false witness with that statement. They ain't getting anything. Let me get a call here before the top. John, I am sorry. I'm down to about 2 minutes. Sorry about that.
Well, you kind of went into a lot of what I was going to ask you about, so that's perfectly fine. You got everybody on Matt Hayes, for at least everybody on that listens to your show that partakes in Twitter over this weekend. And Hayes had pointed out that the conferences are more worried about the players uniting at this point.
I saw that.
Forming a players association, right. So at this point, considering that last night, all into wee hours of the night, there were players, college football players and staff and everybody starting this whole trend, you know, hashtag we want to play. And it doesn't seem like they're really being listened to. So at this point, do they need a players association, or is this something that shouldn't even really be discussed?
Media doesn't seem to be real interested in that side.
No, obviously not, Bill. But I'm just saying, from a player standpoint, if I'm a college football player and I'm looking at, I'm totally ignoring the whole we want to play.
Right.
It's been trending on Twitter for 10 to 12 hours now since Trevor Lawrence started it, which kudos up to that man right there. He's fighting so hard. He wants to play this year. He has no reason to play, but he's trying to play. Do you need a players association at this point, Bill? Is this something, if you're a player, you're like, man, I'm just sick of this. We need a voice.
Well, they have a voice. I don't think an organized, acknowledged association changes it. They have, and John, there's the music, so appreciate you calling, man. I don't think that changes anything. I think Trevor Lawrence has got a pretty big voice here. I don't know how effective it's going to be, but I'm with him. I'll comb his hair. That's what I'll do. I'm liking Pretty Boy right now. I've always liked him anyways, but taking it to a new level. Hour two coming up, and then after that, Balls of Steel. We're just starting.
We beat y'all asses, boy. I'll let you, Bill. These boys are so lame, man.